Most studies have confirmed one main point. Everyone grows more unique with age, and that uniqueness includes the possibility for improvement on any front. The new paradigm tells us that we are constantly making and unmaking our bodies at the quantum level, which means that we are constantly unfolding hidden potential. If we consider how to improve physical and mental function every day for the rest of our lives, three values emerge that must be part of everyone's intention. Number one, longevity itself, since life is a primary good. Number two, creative experience, which keeps life interesting and makes us want more of it. And number three, wisdom, which is the collected reward of long life. It's impossible to set any limits on what can be achieved in each area. Creativity and wisdom inspired Picasso, Shaw, Michelangelo, and Tolstoy, and other long-lived geniuses until the day they died. Psychologists who study creativity say that artists and writers often can produce more new ideas in their 60s or 70s than in their 20s. One interesting variable is that the later you take up any creative pursuit, the more likely that it will last into old age. A sense of active mastery is the ego state most clearly associated with longevity, writes David Gutman, aging researcher at the University of Michigan. Active mastery means having autonomy over one's own life and circumstances, not power over others. The most meaningful thing you can live for is to reach your full potential. These latent potentials are closed off to the vast majority of people who barely have skills to fill 65 years of existence. Therefore, it is extremely important to begin to develop your skills consciously, breaking free of social expectations and setting yourself the goal of becoming a master. To help you carve out your own ideal life, I have listed 10 keys to active mastery. They summarize much of what we have learned so far about aging and awareness. They are also meant to be practical ideals, ones you can aspire to in action every day. So let's examine these 10 keys to active mastery. Number 1. Listen to your body's wisdom, which expresses itself through signals of comfort and discomfort. When choosing a certain behavior, ask your body, "How do you feel about this?" If the body sends a signal of physical or emotional distress, watch out. If the body sends a signal of comfort and eagerness, then proceed. Number 2. Live in the present. It is the only moment you have. Have your attention on what is here and now. Look for the fullness in every moment. Accept what comes to you totally and completely so that you can appreciate it, learn from it, and then let it go. Don't struggle against the infinite scheme of things. Be at one with it. Number 3. Take time to be silent, to meditate, and quiet the internal dialogue. In moments of silence, realize that you are recontacting your source of pure awareness. Pay attention to your inner life so that you can be guided by intuition rather than externally imposed interpretations of what is or isn't good for you. 4. Relinquish your need for external approval. You alone are the judge of your worth, and your goal is to discover infinite worth in yourself, no matter what anyone else thinks. There is great freedom in this choice. 5. When you find yourself reacting with anger or opposition to any person or circumstance, realize that you are only struggling with yourself. When you release the anger rooted in old hurts, you will be healing yourself and cooperating with the unimpeded flow of the universe. 6. Know that the world out there reflects your reality in here. The people you react to most strongly, whether with love or hate, are projections of your inner world. What you most hate is what you most deny in yourself. What you love is what you most wish for in yourself. Use the mirror of relationships to guide your own evolution. Then what you most want will automatically be there, and what you most deny will heal itself. 7. Shed the burden of judgment. You will feel much lighter. Judgment imposes right and wrong on situations that just are. In judging others, you reflect your own lack of self-acceptance. Remember that every person you forgive adds to your own self-love.